What kinds of talents, when you're out there recruiting, do you look for your agency?
You know, we are in a very stressful, productive, and again, a creative business. And I think that kind of starting with a sense of humor, I think, is very important. But we're also looking for people that are not necessarily, you know, married to a particular background. You know, we have everything from English majors to art history majors to chemical engineers that somehow drifted into this market. But I think it's also something that you mentioned art and art, whether it's an art form of a painting or music, is people that are extremely passionate and that they are willing to explore. You know, they're not people that come in with a job in, job out mentality. They're very much into exploration. But again, I think sense of humor helps too.
In your conversations with potential major clients, is it ever a challenge to convince them that Lexington has a robust creative community, or is it just pretty much assumed that this can be done from anywhere now?
You have struck the nerve. Well, it has to start with attracting people, and you have to really prove yourself. But letting people know that this is a market that has a robust creative community, has the ability to do incredible things, but it has to be nurtured, and it also has to be supported at the same time. The one thing that Lexington, I think, has progressed mightily in, and really in just the last, you know, even 8 to 10 years, and even more so in the last 3 to 5, is you're really seeing a lot of creativity going on in this market. And I don't necessarily mean in the advertising and marketing and communication space, but if it's not supported in the right way, it will go away. There was a really interesting story that I thought really should bring this home for the city of Lexington, is Toyota's migration to Texas, which is costing the state of Kentucky, you know, literally thousands of jobs. And the reason they're going to Texas, yes, there were some tax incentives, but they said even more so, the number one reason was to get new creative thinking, is they felt like that going to Texas, there was a different culture. There was more of emphasis placed on creativity. And it's not to say that, you know, Kentucky wasn't. But it's very interesting. Here's a company that took millions and millions of dollars because they wanted to follow where the creative juices were flowing. So what does that tell us? Support those creative juices.
What, in your mind, are we not doing right now that we could be doing better to nurture creative talent?
Continue to create that vibe. And Lexington has a far more creative vibe today than it did 5 years ago. We got a long way to go. We're not there, but we've got a far more creative vibe. They need the opportunity, and that opportunity might be in the advertising space. That might be in the music space, but it could just different ways that we can give them the opportunity to show and to show off how creative we can be. And I think the last one is kind of that reward and recognition. And I don't think there's anything more deflating to the creative community here when you see somebody kind of turn their back or don't realize all that we have here. And, you know, and this is not a, you know, commercial for us. This is a commercial, I think, for the literally hundreds of people. And there's so many different, you know, whether it's a communication boutique or a new band or a new artist that are popping up every day.